The Griswold baseball team currently sits at a 6-8 overall record on the season and has struggled in the last five games. While they have eight losses before this stretch, they sit at 5-4 going into those contests as they've dropped four of the last five ball games. Head coach Ryan Lockwood knows that his team is in a little bit of a funk as they need to be aggressive as they head into the last few games of the regular season.
Kind of, we got into a little bit of a lull there for Bell where we were just kind of getting a little too picky at the plate, not swinging the bat too much. And we've gotten back into getting a little more aggressive and seeing the ball well and, you know, hitting with confidence. And that's been key. You know, we've been able to put runs across and we just need to keep putting the bat play. You know, we hit the ball well and we started hitting two guys and then we started trying to be a little too perfect instead of just letting it happen and see, you know, we've been pretty good at hitting the ball hard and at guys. And so at times we'd be able to, you know, reach on errors and stuff like that and then score with our aggressive base running.
Thankfully for Griswold, they've been able to jump into a bit of a break after falling in the Corner Conference tournament to East Mills. The Tigers are breaking down the little details that made them successful and will utilize those when jumping into the games for the remainder of the season.
You know, you get this point of the season, you want to keep going to those competitions, but it's been nice. We've been actually breaking down just a lot of our footwork, our small details. A little bit of footwork issue, just kind of taking for granted that we've been a pretty good defensive team the last few years. So we've been breaking down a lot of those little details. And as far as the hitting, just kind of doing those same things we've been doing, working on the small, fine details of the hitting and then just hitting with confidence, seeing the zone well and keeping that relaxed feel.
Griswold has a great core of players that help push the tempo for the team as a whole. Bodie Wyman has been one of the top players at the plate and on the mound, while Zane Johnson has also been a high-caliber player at the plate. Kobe Clint has been an all-around player for the Tigers, while Nolan Smith has been key on the bases. Calvin Turner has been hitting the ball hard alongside Braden Lockwood, who are both trying to hit the gaps to solidify the batting lineup as a whole. Griswold has the pieces, but now they have to put the puzzle together.
Got a great core of guys. You know, Bodie Wyman and Zane Johnson have been really good at the plate for us. Bodie's been an excellent pitcher for us this year. And obviously defensively, they've been strong points for us. They can play several different positions. Colby Clint has been a great asset for us, you know, both at first base, on the mound, and at the plate. Nolan Smith's been a guy getting on base really high clip for us. He's been really good at being an on-base guy. Calden Turner's been putting the bat on the ball, hitting the ball really hard, a lot of line drives, again, trying to find those gaps. Braden Lockwood's been coming back on, hitting things. So, you know, we've got a lot of guys that are just doing really good things, and we're going to be really solidifying that order instead of having five or six that are really doing good things and having a few that are struggling. We're going to have, you know, 9-10 that are doing the things we need.
The Tigers have a bit of a break with no game since last Thursday, June 20th. They'll jump back into action this Thursday and Friday with back-to-back games against HSCW first, followed by East Union on Friday. This break may benefit the Tigers to get back on the right track as they now have back-to-back home games that will give them the advantage.
Coming out aggressive with those bats and ready to go, you know, defensively being a little more aggressive. We've had conversations about, you know, giving up too many infield singles because we're just playing back a little bit, trying to make that really good, hey, I got to field the ball. And when we're a little bit late, you know, with fast runners and we're just not making that, and we've got to start making those plays with more aggression. You know, we're at home these next couple games, so we know our field, we know how the ball plays on it. We got to go play the ball instead of letting the ball play us and, you know, tighten us up ready for the postseason. That's what we're looking at right now. You know, just getting confidence and getting ready to go for that postseason run.
Griswold takes on HSCW this Thursday at home, starting at 5:30 p.m. as they get ready to tighten up their confidence for a postseason run. I'm Zach Collins reporting.